Please tell us something positive. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by Prilosec. Go to PrilosecOTC.com for a special offer. Supporters of the president's Iraq policy send me regular emails begging for more positive news out of Iraq, and the latest one pointed to a website called IraqDirectory.com. And sure enough, it's a list of businesses that are thriving in Iraq. Construction firms, advertising agencies, car dealerships, even a couple of interior design firms. The website also included an upbeat assessment of Iraq's economy prepared by a publication called the Economist Intelligence Unit, which showed that Iraq's economy is set to grow by 6.2% this year. Exactly the kind of good news the mainstream media never covers. But as I kept reading this report, I found this, quote, "A critical condition for Iraq's Sunni Arab insurgents to forswear the armed option is securing the removal of U.S.-led coalition troops, or at least a clear and relatively short timetable for their departure," unquote. Now, the Economic Intelligence Unit doesn't strike me as a wacky left-wing rag, and yet it's saying Iraq's economic prospects would improve faster if we pulled back. And it continues, quote, "In order that the political process can garner more credibility, it is likely to require a firm ruling out by the U.S. of long-term ambitions for the control of Iraq's military bases," unquote. But Dave, you say, I've never heard of this publication. Well, that's because the annual subscription fee is more than $1,000 a year, and it's way too boring for prime time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.